I want to talk about now how we can start to, understand what we need to do to overcome our bad habits of mind, like depression. What do we need to, practically, what do I do? This is what you want to know, isn't it? What am I going to do? I've listened to your talk, What am I going to do now? So a couple of more things you need to understand, first of all. Okay, so as I've already said, happiness, suffering, they're parts of the mind. Happiness is a joyful feeling. Unhappiness is a bad feeling, an unpleasant feeling. They're all parts of the mind. So if we want to avoid suffering, then we need to find true happiness by understanding how our mind works. What is our mind and how does it work? The nature and function of our mind. We need to become experts in knowing how our mind works, what it is and what does it do. This is the most important thing that I'm going to say tonight, actually. If you are interested in solving your problems permanently, then you will get to know the nature of your own mind and your own how it works. You will get to know that. Then you can become like an expert. You can become like somebody who can control their mind so well that as soon as bad feelings start to develop, unhappy feelings develop, then you can stop them immediately. You have this capacity, this ability to just cut them and start generating good feelings instead. This may sound crazy, but tomorrow, this weekend, I'm doing some more teachings with some of our teachers here. We're going to try and introduce many little methods for helping us to identify when bad feelings are coming, how to stop them, how to transform them into good feelings. Bad minds are coming, how to stop them, how to transform them into good feelings. Yeah? So this will only come if we really work on our own mind. Look at our own mind. So first of all, asking about our mind might seem like a pretty straightforward question. What's your mind? How does it work? We've all got a mind. We all know a little bit about our mind. But if I was to ask you, what is the nature and function of your mind? Can you tell me, please? Probably you would not have a very clear idea, clear answer. Some people think that the mind is the brain, the mind is the body, or the mind is the central nervous system. Or some people say, well, the mind doesn't exist at all. There's no such thing as the mind. The mind is just a word that we use to talk about all the chemical and physical activities that are going on inside our body that produce these strange feelings. So we don't have this understanding in Buddhism. The mind is not the brain, nor is it any part of the body. The mind cannot be the brain. The brain is something that can be photographed, it can be seen, it can be weighed, it can be measured. The mind cannot be photographed, it cannot be seen, it cannot be weighed, it cannot be measured. The mind is something that is immaterial, it is non-physical. So let's say what it is exactly. It's a formless continuum that functions to perceive and understand objects. What does that mean? A formless continuum. A continuum. What's a continuum? A continuum is something that continues, isn't it? It's something that continues. Something's continuing. Is your mind continuing right now? Yes, your mind is continuing right now. Does your mind possess form? Has it got shape and color? No. No. Your mind doesn't have any shape or color. Just think about your mind for a minute. What does it look like? You've got no idea. The truth is our mind is something that is empty like space. It is colorless, shapeless, weightless. It has no material characteristics whatsoever. But it functions to perceive, it functions to feel, to know, to cognize, to calculate, to compute. You know, that is the function of the mind. There's nothing else that does this. Only your mind does these things. When you're unhappy, it is your mind that is unhappy. It's not your body. Your body may be in pain, but it is your mind that makes you unhappy. Many people who've trained themselves can have a painful body, but they are happy. Okay? And some people who have no pain at all, but they're still unhappy. Still everything's fine, but they're still unhappy. Why are they unhappy? Because their delusions are functioning. Their body is fine, their wealth is fine, they're very handsome, they're very beautiful. They've got all these beautiful friends around them, but they're unhappy. Why are they unhappy? They're unhappy because their delusions are functioning inside their mind to make them unhappy. So the function of the mind is simply to perceive and to cognize and to feel objects. And so it's like a machine. It's not really a machine. It's just some sort of phenomenon, you know, that knows things. The mind perceives things. And the way it perceives things and the way it knows things is vitally important for us to know. Because if we perceive things and we know things with a negative view, a negative attitude, this is where unhappiness comes from. This is where misery comes from. If, on the other hand, we perceive things and we view things with a positive view, okay, this is where happiness is coming from. It's very important for us to distinguish disturbed states of mind from peaceful states of mind. Can we do that? Big question. If we just sit, as we did a few minutes ago, an hour ago now, and we try to look at our mind, can we distinguish when our mind is peaceful and when our mind is disturbed? Some people still can't do that. I'm not sure. Is my mind peaceful? The reason that people find this so difficult nowadays is because the opportunities to be peaceful are so rare. What do we do when we're sitting on our own at home usually? We immediately reach out for a smartphone, don't we? Or a computer. So we distract ourselves all the time. We are terrified of sitting or just being on our own with our own thoughts. Why? Why are we terrified of that? Because these thoughts are usually out of control. We're thinking about things, we're worrying about things, we're anxious about things. So it's extremely difficult for us to know when our mind is peaceful, when it's disturbed, because it just seems like it's disturbed all the time, constantly disturbed. I wouldn't know if I had a peaceful mind, you know, I wouldn't know, like this. So there's one way, I'll give you a bit of advice we can do here, is one way is after a good night's sleep, you wake up in the morning, there's a brief moment, it's not long, there's a brief moment when we first wake up and the mind is almost completely still. It's very brief, okay? And then, of course, the thoughts start coming, don't they? Like a flood of, all starts coming again. So this shows us we know we can have a peaceful mind. Our mind can be peaceful. The question is, can we discriminate between the two? So this is one thing. States of mind that disturb our inner peace, like anger, jealousy, desirous attachment, are the principal causes of all of our suffering. So now, this is an important thing to remember from this talk, is that all the worry, anxiety, disturbance, depression, is caused, the cause is delusions. The cause is delusions. What causes delusions? Delusions. Delusions are caused by delusions. We've had delusions in our mind, distorted mind, since time without beginning. Our mind has no beginning, by the way. It goes back into beginningless time. And all that time, we have had negative minds functioning. But these negative minds are not intrinsic. They're not an intrinsic, inherent part of our mind. If we remove them, like taking mud out of water, then our mind becomes crystal clear, very pure. We become very happy, you know.